It's good, yo. It's your boy, One to Dial. Sitting here chilling with the Hip Hop Digest Show.
I miss the old Kanye. Straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye. Set on his goals Kanye. I hate the new Kanye. The bad mood Kanye. The always rude Kanye. Spazzing the news Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye. Chop up the beats Kanye. I gotta say, at that time I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye. It wasn't any Kanyes. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye. I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo. I thought I was Kanye.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And, of course, E. Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
What's up, man? Kirk G. You want to let us in on the cruise info? Your boy was cruising.
Yeah, last week I was out. As y'all can tell, we all got a music show. I had to give y'all a little something to replace me. But yeah, me and wifey went out on a cruise for her birthday. So she was celebrating her birthday out on the cruise. We was out there for 6 days.
Hope you ain't got nobody pregnant.
Nah, sir.
That 12 cruises. Eat, drink, and
fuck. Be married.
But I ain't got to worry about that, brother. That didn't happen.
Okay. I said be merry. I was going to sanitize
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know what's happening on that motherfucker. Niggas don't do nothing. Nigga, as soon as you hit the boat, niggas is on that bitch just fucking drinking. You like, nigga, we ain't even fucking lift off yet. The ropes are still tied to the side of the motherfucking on land, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers got drinks and straws and shit out.
Did you hit him with the fake water bottles? Bring your own on board and shit.
Yeah, them niggas, yo, is crazy. They charge for every fucking thing, too.
Yes, they do.
All right, that's what's up. That's Kirk G. Cruise Report.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's just jump right in.
Don't need to know nothing else.
Nah. What's done over there stays over there.
All right. Yo, I'm eager to jump right in.
All right.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I couldn't find a good title, but this comes courtesy of T.I. Clifford on Kanye West White House visit. The most repulsive, disgraceful, embarrassing act of desperation I've ever seen.
I guess he's not getting invited to Kanye's birthday party.
Nah.
Soros International.
So,
A.T.I.
So, let's do this right off the break. So, when you swerving was getting on my ass about, oh, well, leave Kanye. Kanye ain't the problem. Leave Kanye this. Forget about Kanye that.
Hold on, B. First of all, let me just say, I do appreciate all of your impersonations. You got me wrong, my nigga.
Word. Word.
I had a little teeny crack, which I was calling mental illness shit with Kanye. Outside of that, I wasn't fucking with that dude.
Okay, I'm just saying. I remember a lot, at least two, maybe three shows. You was like, take the accelerator off Kanye, you know. I'm like,
what did I say on the chain, though?
Now, the text chain was a whole nother motherfucking story. Not only is Kanye West getting a business on the chain, but what's this Jim Brown? What's this Jimbo shit?
Oh, yeah, Jimbo B. let's get your thing in with Kanye first, then we'll get to Jimbo.
Okay, look, as far as I'm concerned and as far as most African-Americans should be concerned, Kanye West is a non-entity. He is Clarence Thomas. He is any black conservative that you can think of that is sold all the way up the river. I mean, this motherfucker at the White House, my nigga. I mean, it was, I can't even be, I couldn't even watch that shit. That shit was just,
but B, I'm going to tell you what I saw.
Okay.
I'm just going to come in from this side because I already know where most niggas is standing on it. And when I looked at that shit, this is what I saw. I saw mental illness at its worst.
I'm just saying.
I saw some shit. No, B, I'm telling you what I saw. I'm telling you directly what I saw. What I saw with my eyes, because everybody else is going at this nigga like with a train, fucking full force, full speed, high speed train. Like, let's just run this nigga over. He's fucking persona non grata. Fuck this nigga, Kanye.
I'm with it.
But I'm listening to this nigga talking. I'm looking at his action. He's looking schizophrenic. The nigga looks fucking out of his goddamn mind. And he's fucking, I mean, I'm all with throwing this nigga under the bus for the shit that he's saying and the dumb shit that he's doing. But nigga, if you don't see some shit that this nigga's got problems and he needs some fucking help, are we waiting for him to fucking jump off a bridge or shoot himself in the fucking head for us to be like, oh, damn, he had problems?
Okay, now
I didn't know he had problems
now,
like that.
Now, son, now I got to stop you right there, because we're not waiting for that and I'm not wishing for that.
But okay? I'm just saying, that's what I see with my eyes. That's what I see. That's how I see him.
But you see, that's the Kardashian Corporation. That's his wife. Those are the people who are directly involved with Kanye West. They can't even pull this nigga off to the side if that, in fact, is the real deal. But, son, even if that is the deal, okay, he's got to pay a price. He's got to. Matter of fact, it's better that he pays a price. I don't give a fuck if his albums flop or they kick him out the Kardashian. He loses his job up at the Kardashian Corporation. Let his ass hit bottom. Then maybe he'll seek the help. Because as long as he's making money, as long as he's on TV, he ain't got nothing around him but enablers. So, to your mental illness thing, he still got to get the business.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't get the business. I'm down with giving this nigga the business. I'm 100% down with rolling him under the bus for the shit that he's saying and the dumb shit that he's doing. I'm down with that. But I'm also seeing that he needs help. And I'm seeing his actions like, yo, this nigga's crazy. The shit that he's doing is wild as fuck.
Okay,
and some of the shit, the actions, I'm like, yo, B, but the only way you can't see this nigga need help? What's wrong with you?
The only way he gonna get help, actually, to be honest with you, I remember Mike Tyson interview where Mike Tyson is like, I'm the most happiest where I am now, living in a regular townhouse, broke. You know why? Because he had nothing but enablers around him when he was fucked up in the game, when he had mental illness going on. But now that he was broke and now could take care of himself the right way, see, that's what got to happen to Kanye. All right?
So, if I may add, I don't give no damns about Kanye at this point. Whether it's mental health or whatever, because I am nowhere around his level. There are people that are, and if they are not helping him, like what is that show that where they do
intervention,
if they not really trying to do it. I saw Dave Chappelle on an interview talking about Kanye. I love Kanye, blah blah blah, nigga. If you ain't trying to help Kanye, you are a part of that shit. Kanye, the only thing I will have to say about Kanye, and it is not a positive or negative, that nigga done chose his side and he is fucking running with it. Regardless of whatever anybody thinks, he is running with it. So it is what it is. He's gonna be who he's gonna be, but I guarantee you, as well as there'll be niggas at H&M, they'll be buying Kanye records.
That's unfortunate. That is unfortunate, but that and you're probably right. But let's move on to the second piece of that whole situation. This text chain Jimbo shit.
Oh yeah, I'm going in.
Okay, so
I'm going in.
So first of all, now I'm gonna do a little Kurt G. What the fuck can Jim Brown do?
Nothing.
Okay, I respect Jim Brown, but in this situation is where I'm gonna call Jim Brown past his prime. Cause he's sitting up there. No, I'm just saying. First of all, if I'm Jim Brown, I'm like, first of all, don't invite me to the White House with Kanye.
Not with that dude.
Right. Not with that. Don't talk that Steve Harvey shit. Nah. Don't bring none of them nut niggas along when I'm coming up to the White House, okay? So, first of all, Trump.
It was Trump bringing played, niggas to work day.
Right. Trump played them niggas all up and down.
Well, my friend, let me give some background on the great Jim Brown, the football player. You know, he was incredible. I think he played, 7 years and held a record for like 30 years?
9 years, I believe, sir.
Okay, 9 years even. It took Emmitt Smith about 33 records years to break it. But anyway, this man played and he did what he did He quit football because he wasn't getting paid what he should have been getting paid. He went into acting, had that in whatever kind of career in his acting, jumped into that blaxploitation shit, helped out gangs in LA. I respect all of that shit, B. But this gentleman, and I'm gonna give him the respect, the gentleman is on the news talking about he don't respect kneeling for the flag. Brother, sir, that ain't never what it's been about. So why is he saying that, and who, and why is his handlers letting people throw mics in his face about that? Because that ain't never been the issue. He's an American. He's been through a lot of stuff, which, maybe is he too old? I don't know, because he knows what he lived through.
Well, like I said, I'm putting him in a category of past his prime.
But you also, to you, B, I'm going to have to throw you in the Kanye bus like you were saying to me, like, fuck that, nigga, but you giving him a pass, though. When you're saying past his prime.
Wait.
No, I'm saying when he's saying.
Jim Brown.
When you're saying Jim Brown is past his prime, you're saying you're giving him a pass, B.
Oh, Killer's giving him a pass.
Yeah, you're giving him a pass. Passes. For saying the shit that he's saying. That's giving him a pass.
I'm just saying Jim Brown is one of these cats. You know, I mean, I think he's old enough to know the game. I think Jim Brown is thinking with this, I don't respect that kneeling shit. I think he's trying to play that, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sucker up the Trump and then give him the real down low and shit, you know, to give him the real deal and shit. First of all, Trump ain't dumb and he ain't falling for that shit. And the fact that he invited you up there, the fact that he invited you up there with Kanye West, it tells you how much he doesn't respect you.
You can't see me, but this is Jim Brown, that whole meeting.
Me.
Just sitting there, clenching hands. Get out of there.
Jim Brown got played. Kanye stay getting played.
Jim Brown's playing himself. I'm saying it. And I don't care who get mad.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that point. I'm not giving, as Kurt G said, I'm not giving him a pass. Like, I'm saying he's past his prime in the fact that he cannot be a negotiator on that level. You see, Trump is this a clown show with Trump? You know what I mean? That's why he got Kanye up there. You know, Jim Brown going up there thinking he gonna be on some real legislation shit. Nigga, you got played, nigga. You a clown too. You know what I mean? So I tell you what,
Jay, when the president of the United States should have been talking about the devastation of Florida, he up there listening to somebody talk about a fucking eye plane or whatever the fuck he was talking about.
I tell you what, and it goes to the fact that Trump will never, ever invite serious African-American leaders up there. So it's going to be a clown show, nigga. It's going to be a Steve Harvey type nigga every time. It's going to be a clown show, nigga.
B, let me go ahead and get real for a second. Just for a quick second. This nigga's whole presidency is a fucking clown ship.
No doubt.
The whole shit ain't nothing but a fucking distraction. His whole presidency ain't nothing but a distraction. He's a distraction. It's like, look over this way. Meanwhile, while we're passing bills to take away your fucking freedoms from you.
No doubt.
On a daily basis. So while you're paying attention to what this nigga's tweeting, what this nigga's saying, meanwhile, we're over here passing all these bills and shit to take away all your freedoms away from you. So this nigga ain't nothing but a distraction.
But
he's a fucking clown and a distraction.
And I'm agreeing.
So stop paying attention to this motherfucker and actually look at what actually is happening to your ass.
What I'm saying, that's true. But what I'm saying is that that's why he invites certain type of African-American clown show cats, because no serious African-American, first of all, I don't think no serious African-Americans, like, let's say like a, you know, Michael Eric Dyson would go up there and even fuck with Trump because they know him. And he'd be like, I ain't talking to that motherfucker, because you're right, because they see right through him. You know, he'll have the legislation out that he's passing and all the crime, all the crusty shit that he's doing any fucking way. So I'm just saying, all that to say, and we're going to get off the political roundtable. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it 2-3 times all the way up to the election. African-Americans in the state of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina better get off their ass, especially black men. because your vote is worth
that
two.
That can vote.
But your vote is worth two. I'm telling you.
But they don't pay attention to these niggas because a lot of these niggas is talking about, I don't vote. Fuck that vote.
I know what you're saying.
It don't make a difference anyway.
I'm just telling you.
My vote don't make a difference anyway.
You know what?
Democracy is dead.
Right. Exactly. You know, but I understand where they're coming from.
Well,
your vote may not make a difference, but see, where I'm coming from is I don't give a fuck about a Democrat or a fucking Republican. Yeah, right. I don't give a fuck about either one. I vote on the lines of the lesser of two evils.
So
that's where I vote at.
I hate that.
So, I know. It's the bullshit that you have to go for, okay. But you got to go ahead and put your hat in the
maybe
ring.
We should vote for ourselves. Maybe cats should, instead of trying to get people to vote on principle, maybe you should just be selfish and say, you know what? Okay, nigga, vote for yourself.
Simply read what the fuck the shit is going on and vote
for yourself.
What you feel.
Right. So, all right, man, we're going to keep it rocking, yo. That's the political hip-hop digest roundtable and shit. Expert
so
analysis.
Kanye canceled?
Huh?
I say he's not. Who says Kanye canceled? Anybody?
Oh, the cancel. Stomp his ass. Cancel his ass.
Well, give it next year, and you'll be sadly mistaken.
I know
he'll
it.
Be back.
You're probably
he'll be back.
Right. All right, next topic on the hip-hop digest is T-Pain reportedly loses his Florida home to foreclosure. The bank claims that T-Pain hasn't made a mortgage payment since July of 2016. They allege he owes $83,800 plus interest. T-Pain took out an $85,000 loan to buy the house in 2007. T-Pain, by the judge, was ordered to pay $117,158.22 for the $83,000 that he owed, plus interest and legal fees. Additionally,
now the feds are going to get me. They're going to try to evict me.
The rapper, the rapper has until October the 29th to pay the amount in due. If not paid in full, his home will be sold to the highest bidder during a public auction.
Yo, I'm clowning, but I don't really like for that kind of shit to happen. But again, in this industry, yo, you have got... I don't know, man. People just don't want to pay a financial planner or something? Or an accountant or something?
But the thing that goes with this shit, that's for all of these niggas. Hollywood stars, entertainers, basketball players, it don't matter. When you buying these fucking super mega million damn houses, there's payments that come with these shits. If you ain't paying for that shit straight cash, homie, then what the fuck is you doing?
But
you're going to have to make payments on this shit. And if you can't afford to make payments on this shit, you got to think, if you can't afford to make payments on this shit 20 years from now, are you still going to be able to make payments on this motherfucker?
But and they didn't say didn't pay his taxes. It said didn't pay mortgage in 2 years.
July 2016.
We passed that. 2 years past that.
Look, I'm not laughing at that, T-Pain. It is pretty sad.
Great.
I tell you what, man, we're going to get into some more hip-hop financials later in the show, but certainly, I tell you what, it just goes to show you, you may be all over the radio, but you may not necessarily be paid.
There is a business to that shit.
They ain't saving their money, and they spending too much on these fucking houses.
All right, well, $80,000 is not a lot for a house, B. It's not like, you know, some
of these
other niggas.
Check out an $85,000 loan to go down. He probably was a down payment on the fucking house. It probably was a down payment.
Nah,
on the
it says
house.
T-Pain took out an $85,000 loan to purchase the house in 2007.
Oh, so the whole house?
Yes.
Maybe it's one of his houses. Maybe.
All right. Well, let's keep it rocking. Next topic going to Hip Hop Digest, Logic helps Wu-Tang score its first Billboard charting song in 16 years.
Be careful there.
Who said you can't help a brother, man?
Be careful there.
I don't need a handout. I need a hand up.
Well, let me ask you, though. Let me ask you. Right, whose album is it?
It's Logic.
Okay, so are we mixing words here?
Wu-Tang Forever is Wu-Tang's first charting song on the Billboard chart since their 2000 song, Uzi Pinky Ring.
Whose song is it?
Exactly. Everybody see.
Whose house?
Logic's house.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect.
They are mixing the words up, B.
They are.
Because that's not really what it is. It ain't Wu-Tang's chart.
Right.
Song. They're on the song.
They feature.
B, this is a type of thing where if I'm a young boy and I don't like old heads, I'm going to put the screw to a motherfucker real quick and shit. Y'all old motherfuckers ain't been on the chart in 16 years. And then you gonna get on Logic shit to get on the charts? Boy, I tell ya. Okay.
That's still not a bad vehicle, though.
No, it's not.
If they was on Migos and got on the charts, I would be silent right now.
It's like,
again,
they riding in the wrong vehicle. They riding in a Rari to get up there.
I'm silent, B.
Okay, so, but my question, I guess my question is, you're saying the Logic, they didn't debase themselves.
Not on that track.
Okay.
And I had a multiple discussion with George J on some app, I don't know, Tango or something. We was talking back and forth because he didn't like it at first. And I'm trying to explain to him, whether you like it or not, you got to respect the fact that they didn't whittle down to match some other shit. And the fact that, again, this could be a key, as well as J. Cole and whoever else is with, what's the other kid? Dave East. It could be a key to opening up what we've been talking about for a long time. And that's old and the young getting together, making good music.
Good hip-hop music.
Right.
All right. That's what's up.
But I ain't gonna sit up here and say, oh, Wu-Tang on the charts, my nigga. Nope. That's Logic song.
And plus, we don't give a fuck whether Wu-Tang on the charts or not. As long as Wu-Tang putting quality music out, that's all we care about.
That's all. All
right. So, as James Brown once said, now you see, brothers need jobs.
At the same time, touching his eye, saying, you owe me $20 on that.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
He was off beat, nigga.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Speaking of old and new, fans sign a petition calling on MTV to hire Method Man and Redman for How High 2. MTV said to be producing the sequel to the 2001 stoner film, How High. The film's current cast includes, but certainly not limited to, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby, DC Young Fly, D. Ray Davis, and NeNe Leakes. That is your How High 2. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the production team is in Atlanta looking to hire Atlanta-area African-American men ages 18 to 30 to play fraternity members in the TV movie How High 2, expected to air on MTV sometime in 2019. You can't have 40-year-olds smoking weed and expect the movie to get over. You just can't do it. Now, I don't know how Cheech and Chong continued to do it for more than a decade, but they got it done.
He was doing it in the 70s, though.
This is a young boy spoke. They right. Like, fuck that. We trying to get to the young audience. MTV ain't doing no shit for no old heads on their channel, B.
No doubt.
Wiz Khalifa would be somebody's dad on that shit.
That's true. And somebody did say, why didn't they have somebody like Wiz Khalifa or Currency or some of the younger smokers to do how? Why are they putting Yachty and this little baby and all these other whack niggas on there, as one commenter put it?
It is what's now. It's what's now, P. They
so so shit. So damn. So real talk. So even Wiz Khalifa too old for the movie.
Too old, B.
Nigga, he's old, nigga.
It's time to get high. Snoop is the granddad on that shit.
Snoop is the great great granddad.
Yeah.
It's over. And no disrespect to Redman and Method Man, because they probably could do it. I mean, you know, Hollywood is Hollywood, and it could be what it be, but MTV's like, nah, shawty, we go for that young viewer.
That's all we getting.
Yep.
Atlanta area African American men between 18 and 30.
Get that money.
How the hell did NeNe Leakes slip up into that motherfucker?
Hey, I don't know. I'm just reading the copy.
Grandmama.
Somebody mama. Well, you know, I got nothing on that.
Okay, that's what's up. James Brown. Well, you see, brothers need jobs. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Wayne, the Carter 5, projected to have the third largest streaming week ever. So much for the faded Wayne. His fans repped in full force. And this is actually a two-part topic. I was having a conversation with a gentleman, and he was saying that, boy, it seems to him, it's a white gentleman, middle-aged, boy, it seems to him that rap has really taken over the entire industry. I mean, the entire landscape of what he knows music to be, that rap is totally...
Sleep for the last 20 years?
Well, I'm just saying, he's a white gentleman, just okay. In general convo, but... But the point is, the two-part, obviously, projected to have the third largest streaming week ever, the Carter 5, is to garner well over 400 million on-demand audio streams in its first week. That puts Wayne will sit behind Drake and Post Malone, having the third biggest week in streaming history. But this is the key thing. This is the second part. The reason why the record industry loves hip hop, and I was telling him this, is that a couple of things happen. You get the first week numbers, and then you also get what is coming out each week. It's like a quarterly report, but it's a weekly report of actual money generated. Next one, the Lil Wayne Carter 5 generates $3.3 million in opening week song revenue. This is why the music industry loves commercial rap. You're getting the numbers that fans are concerned about. Now fans are concerned about what is the revenue. It's not just, hey, he's doing well. It opened at number one or opened at number four. None of that. I want the position, I want the number of streams, and now I want a revenue count. I'm sure the record executives up at Universal is like, the fans are doing my job for me.
I bet you they don't want to give up no revenue numbers, though.
Well, B, I don't know what they're giving up, but they're reporting the revenue numbers according to hits.
Are they telling the truth?
Now, that is another situation. Right now, are those numbers correct with the fuzzy math that's going on? Who's to say? But according to Hits Daily Double, the entirety of the top 10 songs this week, The Carter 5 with Kendrick Lamar assisted Mona Lisa alone grossed $300,141. So, B, they're getting reports on actual songs and what the songs are streaming. The executives are saying, why I'm just going to collect checks because the fans are doing it. Report it to the fans. Don't worry about it. I'm going to just get my cut. That's one of the reasons why hip-hop is so all-encompassing. Or I can't even say hip-hop. One of the reasons why commercial rap is all-encompassing. And I was explaining that to him, and then to see this empirical evidence here. And this isn't the first time. I remember they were giddy about three or four particular songs of Drake's that had earned over $1 million that week in stream revenue. No other music is worrying about that shit.
Well, because again, we realize that rap music is disposable, B. It is very disposable. It's fast food.
And that's why they
eat it real good and you out.
According to the executives, it's not really that disposable. Matter of fact, it's so all-encompassing that, again, shout out to The Rock, who is at Slash, that we talked about last week. It's every label, the biggest guys in the room are rap guys. You could be a rock band, but you're getting minuscule budgets.
But the thing about that is, killer, is that your minuscule budget keeps replicating. These big budget flash in the pan rap dudes is in and out. So they can be in the room, but next week it's going to be somebody else in the room. But you'll still be there in the cut. But it'll be the next Bobby Shmurda dancing on the table or whatever.
Okay.
Out of there.
And I don't even
think. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't even think these niggas they ain't even getting big budgets. Because this shit, as Killer was saying earlier about disposable shit, you were saying it was disposable. It's so easy to do. And these niggas, there ain't no budgets into this shit. These niggas ain't spending, it ain't no bands in this shit.
I'm going to show
it
you.
It ain't no big budgets involved in this shit. These niggas is doing it to them. Exactly.
Is ever made.
These niggas is doing it themselves. Everything's being done by themselves and they just running with it. It's, these niggas is making their own shit, putting it on YouTube or wherever, SoundCloud, wherever they're putting it at. And then they make their own buzz. And then the labels pick it up and run with it.
Until you are dry.
Until that shit no longer is a hit.
Mm. So we're going to segue into the next topic. Remember, was it 2 weeks ago? Must have been 2 weeks ago where somebody got a brand new nickname. Kurt Genius.
Yes, Kurt Genius.
And boy, and I remember what we were talking about. We were talking about when they were going to change the name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Genius.
Uh-oh.
I got this from Billboard.
Uh-oh.
Why do we still call R&B and hip-hop urban? Is it time for a name change?
Man, they need to stop fucking listening to our show and not give us credit.
At least put our names at the bottom of the shit.
B, when I seen
I know
that
you ain't gonna
shit,
give us no money.
When I seen that shit, I was like, Kurt Genius. So, according to Kurt Genius, he gave an eloquent discussion about, you know, how maybe the name will change. Well, this is the first block that they're going to throw out. Urban, okay? It says, the time has come to retire urban as an umbrella term for hip-hop and R&B. It is either a convenient or an apt or an antiquated shorthand for music made by black artists. As a department at many labels did dating back to the 1970s, it has arguably marginalized black musicians and those who work for them. So what he's saying is that, you know, you're really looking at rap music. You're really looking at R&B. Blacks is dwindling. You know, it ain't the room, ain't it crowded with a lot of brothers, you know, like it used to be. A lot of other folk in there. Maybe we ought to retire the name.
Mm. It's kind of hard to call these white boys urban. Is
yeah,
what you're saying?
See, that's what they're running into. See, see, it's kind of hard to call Post Malone urban. It's kind of hard to call Sam Smith urban.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to call Mark Ronson urban. I mean, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's kind of, you can't really do that. Can you?
The crazy part of it is they still call rock and roll after Elvis took over.
I'm just saying, though, you know.
And the rest of Jerry Lee Lewis and them.
Sam Taylor, a senior VP of creativity at Cobalt Music Group, the rights management and publishing company, said it's downgrading R&B and soul and hip-hop's incredible impact on music. And as black executives, we have the power to phase urban out. Change the description. Okay, that's one African-American executive is saying it is distasteful. You know, because, you know, it's distasteful.
Since when? He must not be getting no money.
Right. You could have been making that noise a long time ago.
Okay. Some executives defend its use. I wear it as a badge of honor, says RCA president of urban music Mark Pitts, who managed the notorious B.I.G. in the 90s and today oversees a diverse roster including Miguel, SZA, Khaled, and G-Eazy. As a black executive, I always promoted it with pride, urban that is. Mark Pitts is saying, nah, nigga, leave that shit alone, nigga. I run the black music department because you see, brothers need jobs.
Bad boy.
But there's a key thing. Let's do a quick history lesson. The history of classifying black music dates back to the 1920s when it was called Race Records. It was born after composer Perry Bradford convinced the white-owned label OK Records to take a chance on black and blues singer Mammy Smith. Race Records came to encompass not only blues, but vaudeville, jazz, gospel, even classical. Matter of fact, any music performed by black artists. So, yes.
I wonder if OK Records got anything to do with OK Player.
No, actually, it's spelled differently, but I get the point. Questlove, you better duck. No doubt, I get the point. Anyway, it goes on to say, coming up to the 70s, black-owned labels didn't reject the term outright. It was connected to the larger idea of black uplift, an extension of a philosophy of racial empowerment.
Just taking the word and flipping it.
You're taking a word and flipping it, like Negro.
The Negroes always do that.
Indeed, no doubt.
Turn them lemons into lemonade.
In 1949, Billboard changed its Race Records chart to rhythm and blues. And in the mid-70s, DJ Frankie Crocker had coined the phrase urban contemporary, which eventually morphed into urban. I find this whole thing fascinating when we were talking about changing and what will change. I think the curveball that the article is missing is that the base, not all, but the base of real, true, traditional hip-hop music is being made probably more by white kids than black kids. Okay? And is it about race? And the question, again, we always ask this question. I think sometimes we give different answers. Is it always about race or is it always about the actual classification of the music? Can you classify white kids doing traditional hip-hop as urban?
Well, I'm going to have to say yes to a certain extent because... if you look at urban for what it is, there's white kids live in urban areas. It doesn't mean it is just black, does it?
Well, they're saying the historical meaning of urban has been black. And now that what you're seeing in rap and R&B is now a lot more. It's plenty of blacks doing it. That's not what I'm saying. But you're seeing all those people we named and more.
But there are those people, a lot of those people you're naming and more, are at the top now. They're starting to rise to the top.
Oh, of course, yes.
The cream is rising to the top of that coffee.
Well, let's go back to the 80s then, when Madonna made that song, Dance and Sing, Get Up and Do Your Thing. Remember that record?
There was
no pictures of Madonna on that joint.
Right, and the label did that because Madonna sound black.
Right.
And the label was like, first of all, we can't have no white girl with her sounding this black. So that's part of the race record. So I guess, again, like I said, I'm getting down to the point is that when I'm listening, I'm on Bandcamp and I'm hearing kids, and these are kids, and whether they be white or black, but I'm listening for traditional hip hop. And if it happens to be three white kids from South Dakota and they're making beats so grimy that M.O.P. would love to be on them. okay? That's,
you know what's interesting though, B, in this whole thing?
What's that?
There wasn't no white Public Enemy sounding white kids. You know what I'm saying? And that, there was a moment when that shit was big, but there wasn't no white kids doing that. And like you said, it's so easy now to get on a fucking track and grunt, or excuse me, to get on a tight beat and grunt, that anybody can do it. So you don't have to be a certain color. You just do it. But I guess we can reflect back to say that your color or your complexion is a little bit of a benefit.
Well, I don't know. There was a very long article in The Guardian, and it says Vanilla Ice to Macklemore, Understanding the White Rapper's Burden. It was a very, very long article. I couldn't get it in time for the show, but part of the article talks about how white MCs end up, for the most part, not all, obviously you do got the Vanilla Ice types, but for the most part, white MCs end up studying and learning the traditional part of hip hop, which African American commercialized rappers go right by. Shoom. So you're at a forum and it's full of white guys and they want to talk about Cool G Rap all day. Okay, your average trapper from any city USA don't even know who Cool G Rap is. Now, again, back to the term urban. So I'm assuming that urban is just race. So you can't call white guys urban. That's what it sounds like to me.
I guess in the definition that you explained, nah, you can't. But if you look at the reality of it, there's a whole lot of urban is a whole lot of colors, B. Right now.
Right, no doubt. And I'm not talking about as far as the melting pot of commercial rap. You're right. Now, actually, commercial rap does represent a multitude of, you know, I mean, G-Eazy, you know. I'm assuming there's brothers at the concert, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, there probably are.
I mean, I didn't, and Logic, I didn't see a lot of brothers at his concert.
Logic is not white.
I mean, no, but I'm just saying, I didn't see a lot of brothers. I don't have the answer to whether this should be called urban or not. I'm just saying, folks gonna have to choose at some point in time, and back to Kirk Genius, whether this is really going to be continued to be called hip hop, or motherfuckers going to strike out on their own and start labeling this shit something else on a commercial level.
But like I said earlier, it's going to take these damn magazines and all these damn blogs and all these other motherfuckers that talk about hip hop and R&B and whatever else to change the name. They're going to be the ones that have to change the name. Because the people that's doing it are not going to change the name, because what they are doing is what they think they're doing. They think they're doing hip hop.
Now that it's been put out there by Billboard, you never know.
Well, somebody might take the idea and run with it.
I mean, let's hope. I mean, the point I'm saying, when I hear cats doing, I know hip hop when I hear it.
Well, okay. that's us.
And when I hear cats doing it, no matter the color, I'm labeling it as hip hop. I have no problem with that. Okay. The only where the problem comes in is, again, commercial blacks getting their nose out of joint. Again, just like, to me, the most infamous year in commercial rap history, 2014, when Nicki Minaj and them and Kendrick and everybody in black music panicked. Because they thought it was going to be a Macklemore, Iggy Azalea clean sweep at the Grammys. Okay? They panicked. Okay? Nobody in traditional hip-hop is panicking. Okay? Because it's just about hip-hop.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be just about hip-hop. It's always supposed to be about hip-hop. But these other niggas, what they do is commercialize
shit. These paid Negroes.
Right, the paid Negroes.
Getting their nose out of joint.
They want to continue to stay paid. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They want to stay in that house. And they don't want to get out there in the field with the rest of these hip-hop niggas. They want to stay in that fucking house and stay clean. Keep serving, massa. Keep the machine fed.
Just so fresh and so fresh and so clink, clink.
Wow.
Son, that's what's
damn,
good.
Yo, excuse me, brothers, but I am actually hearing thunder in L.A. I'm tripping.
Damn, they said it never rains in Southern California, B.
It barely does. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm hearing thunder right now. I'm tripping.
All right, that's what's up. So, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got DJ NUT presents Power of the Words. That's DJ NUT presents Power of the Words. And we got ST Knack and Friends, hashtag Mini Mansion Dust Volume 3. The ST Knack and Friends, hashtag Mini Mansion Dust Volume 3. An instrumental joint is RJD2 in Rare Form Volume 2. That's RJD2 in Rare Form Volume 2. And I also want to send out a rest in peace to Caduce. Our man Diff wanted us to mention that. And we're also going to play a song Caduce was featured on at the end of the show. So again, rest in peace to that brother.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, we'll do it again when we do it.
Yes, we will.
No news over there, sir? You ain't got no extra news?
B, I took a week off. You weren't the only one chilling.
Okay.
I'll do it.
You know I will.
I'll do it.
I'll shoot that crusty motherfucker right off.
Train ass.
That's what's good. Shout peace.
One.
Peace.
I got something to say, man. You dig? I mean, you cats been up here rapping ain't said nothing about the real thing. You know what I mean? I got something to say, man.
Be the battle rap enforcer, the night stalker, X and A with my marker, and then take your space like Luke the Skywalker. My sword is nifty, it's the young A's that make MC's the one to get me. But I'm physically 16 and mentally aged at 150. Lyrics are so tight, they buy my tape and wanna tip me a large amount. It's cause I keep them warned out. MCs get afraid when my name is announced. With no doubt, I bust through and crush crews. I keep counting my victims by the bustlings on my shoes past the ooze. Speakers and mics perhaps could be the deadliest tools. Known to man, I'm a king of a land where most cats will stand a chance if they throw me. Perform a fatal act or do a die ceremony. The fifth attribute, the name Caduce, means the holy. That's why I strike second and use my mind as a weapon. Without fear, the physical body has no protection. Lost direction, innocent. And I'ma close the chapter like this. If you ever win the battle, you're prepared to be dissed. Cause when you messin' with the A, it's like taking that big risk that you might not recover from my after rap. I only chill with MCs that's rated in my rap class.
Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be frontin', writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be frontin', writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir. Be afraid, be very afraid. Engaging in my trade once the plot marinates. It's hot 360 degrees in the shade. Distrust the must with this poisonous serenade. It's way too many thoughts touched and many minds wasted. Trapped in the clutches of fame when it was tasted. Forgot the basics, embraced the art, then replaced it with something unofficial. Now I'ma dismiss you. Issue an open invite with no hope in sight. Hold your pen tight, cause you're dealing with evil men, right? Aspirin might not cure the headache when my lap break. A quota make all above the shoulder straight that way. Do you believe in fate? You believe in God? Do you believe the head nod you get from your squad? Underestimate me, hate me, attempt to break me, attempt to break me. For goodness sake, a big mistake, see? Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be fronting, writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be fronting, writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir.
Kill your rep, I get respect like a tech with an intellect direct. You best come correct my objects to attack in a war against rap. When the revolution's won, then the MCs come back. For now, I rebel when you fake players trail to the breath from crowds. So it's hard to excel, prevail over crews and expose your style's whack. Destroy your fantasies and leave your legacy cracked. Yo, perhaps once upon a time you could rhyme with those glitters and spotlights, you still don't shine. The kind of mind couldn't define the ill line. I wouldn't let you rhyme or mine to kill time.
fine. If that's the way you want it, come confront it. I even give your hour to drink and get blunted. I want you at your best when your style's addressed. Put you to rest with the power of a black man's stress. I manifest in golden scriptures written in my testament. Over a million rappers to die, that's my estimate. You best evacuate when you hear the rattle sound, cause I'm turning local parties and shows to battlegrounds.
Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be frontin', writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Cats be frontin', writing like they the only rappers left. But that's a crime that carries a penalty of death to your career. Brain damage severe, your only souvenir. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath. Watch your step, you not promised your next breath.
Yo, the truth when living is spoken, getting you open like the opiates. The golden child that was flowing through the fallopians. Insert the lowliest, we the focal of all of the phobias. And giving them critical dosages, the shit that I'm kicking the holiest. Hacking the heaters, clap at you faggots, you rappers, Medea. I put it the metal to a bitch face like Sackage and Weir. Conceptions immaculate, it's like the miraculous fetus. Your raps and demeanor was like that of a Catholic creature. My catalog is decoded from ancient Babylon until the sleepers. This is that Adderall mixed with Tramadol. I'm pitching it to the masses, to all of the capsules gone. No tag-alongs in my marathon. This is caviar, never comparing this. Feeling chills, sweats like malaria. Proving like them pyramids built in Mesoamerica. I'm taking them on a journey to the depths of Sumerians. And I'ma keep on airing this till they catch us and bury us. Flow.
Smooth vibrance describing this rap hybrid is science. Hear the sirens, violent cats out here wildin'. Rats claim silence, they liars, they ruin suppliers. Mad priors with the iron, I conspire to fire. Don't inquire my attire, designers desire flyer gear. Like sincere, sitting shoddy while the buns steer. Fat ass, the mini conner, spinning commas up in Benihana's. She rubber nana with the llama. The G and Connor resurrected, the rhyme perfected. Fuck a guest list, my perspective's majestic. The method iron lung, spit darts at Leviathan. Seats white like Boom or Osiasen. The Messiah son, at war with the devil's heathens. Weakened mind seeking freedom, rhyming reason. No teaching demon secrets. Books from Egypt, no European features. We gorgeous creatures, poor righteous teachers out your speakers.
Check. Pen a poem, tip it and soda, y'all suck, it's little cynic, you know him. The teacher killing features like priests to omens, a carthage to the Romans, the Punic boars, you've been born. I told you I'm a god of war, but in this human form. Aries, but y'all don't hear me. You think this shit is sweet like tales from the Canterbury. Shit, it gets scary, finding mostly remains from all the soldiers that came. Get you slain, fresh in the spirit like a ghost with a chain. Variety from the Hyksos dynasty. I am he, the walk with the shepherd, call it the Christ in me. Walking through the desert with angelic presence, I can see the irony of how they knocked the noses off of Socrates. Peak the philosophy, trace me back to Bengali genealogy. See, I'm divided, mind and physiology. Get me a bag of them overseas like the Odyssey. Forming lines like it's pottery. Y'all ain't fucking with honesty. Word.
Yep. Life takes some interesting turns, don't it? It's all good, just can't get off the road.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of this is hard to take. I'm watching them praise the okay and overlook the great. I'm not saying that they ain't straight.
Nah.
I'm just saying that, never mind, no matter what, they gonna turn this shit into hate. So fuck it, let it alone. Headphones dead in the zone like Rick and Michonne. I'm feeling better on my own. Took a sec for me to accept that next time I'm on the road, won't be no Crook, won't be no Royce, won't be no Joe. I'm just looking at the Hudson River right now, sitting on the rocks, feeling like my reflection's life reflection, is it not? Some people board the ferry, other people dock a yacht. But the waves keep crashing while the ducks just sit and watch. Sometimes I daydream about me sitting at the top. I see the clubs going crazy every time my record drop. I see plaques on the wall and glass cases for awards that I done got. Performing for like a million a pop. The truth is, it's like one in a million a pop. And the only artists that really get the millions is pop. Being simple is a yes and being skilled is a not. Having substance is lame, using substance is hot. So here I am, still the hottest nigga in my barbershop to get a number one, but not that number one spot. I'm in a weird place, my fans don't expect me on the charts. Guess when you gifted, sometimes you wrap yourself into a box. But still I jot. The way I put words together, a little complex or whatever, but still I jot. I'm just speaking from my heart. My bad if I come off smart. I'm just trying to jot down a couple lines and see if y'all like a couple of my rhymes as I jot. Four chicken wings fried hard with pork fried rice. Uh-huh. Egg roll, two duck sauces will suffice. Fill my stomach up until it's time to get nice. 5 cent cups, juice to chase it, a bag of ice. And whatever we decided, we gonna sip on that night.
Go.
Pocket full of work so fiends could come and get right. Two green, one red dice, you call a point through the weed smoke. Hammer underneath coat, that AB will lead to see you later when that DE choke. Just leave broke, keep minutes on your cell, a sneaker box to dig in for your bail, and a team full of hitters who wouldn't tell. Wanna get it off quicker, then don't be stingy on that scale. Stuff them sandwich bags overpacked at 12-12s. Be on your fourth read before they first flip sales. That's the pre-music Joel. A Joel, he's check writing executives don't really know well. I should win a Nobel from carrying pieces to guard my prized possessions to peace guard. Yeah, that was Marshall in my session. Now that I think about it, bring another bottle to my section. Let's celebrate that my apartment ain't from section. Ain't no more hungry nights, mama. We don't wait no more. The first don't hold weight no more. I tell that waiter, wait no more. Yeah. I gotta watch my figure, can't put on weight no more.
Why?
Cause if I truly want it shot at the top, I gotta drop. That's what they said, I guess I'll jog before I jot. The way I put words together, a little complex or whatever, but still I jot. I'm just speaking from my heart. My bad if I come off smart, I'm just trying to jot. Down a couple lines and see if y'all like a couple of my rhymes as I jot.
There you have it. That all.
Straight savagery, soundtrack to assault and battery. Casualties all over the ground and news spread over the town. I got praise all over the sound. The guard walk on water while's holding you down. And my waves so fluid you ain't notice you drown. Ain't no lifeguard jackets on floaters around. Man killed with anvils, tales told in his town. Your king holier than now, I pop holes in his crown. Most of y'all court jesters, I'm opposing you clowns. Composing in nouns and verbs, still astounding with words. How I sound in the ballroom, I sound on the curb. Gotta speak for the voices that seldomly heard. I swerve herbs out of my lane, you aiming to merge. 12 hours jotting verses, the same as the purge. Sundown to sunrise on the murderous splurge. That's my word.
All praise you do, respect that. All praise you do, respect that. All praise you do, respect that. All praise you do, respect that.
My words are dark 30, the plot dirty. Killings all clean at the scene with the Glock dirty. I try to stay mild, Cal Watson, they flock birdie. Walk a weird vest and bandana that's pop worthy. Hoping my pops heard me. Make my little man see your man when he watch for me. Gave him a watch early, cause he on the clock early. Had a couple cribs with my red before I pop 30. My Millie rocks sturdy, respect that. Word to Sean, every verse in the song, I hear a bunch of little me's like I burst in their moms. You can rehearse all you want, every fitted, every Jordan you want. Buy out the store, you would never be taught. Staff raw, I told you repeat, and I hate to repeat. The 16s I create in the street, make a retreat, war ready. You purchase the pop in the pure medley. Me and praise, pray on the perpetrators, my word deadly.
We're the touring.
All praise you do, respect that.
We're the touring.
All praise you do, respect that.
We're the touring.
All praise you do, respect that.
We're the touring.
All praise you do, respect that.
Ain't no family or friends, recants or amends. They might not never hand me no Grammy, so hand me my ends. I keep it business, never personal. Like Mike Doc, and get surgical how these verses go. Word to me, your favorite rapper spitting perjury. I've been the truth in the booth as soon as I heard the beat. Make a music murder meme, lyrically I'm third degree burns. They gon' learn, lining rappers up with each line. Fuck waiting my turn, that's word to tour, grade listed. Only L listed in my middle initial. I'm TLC, you know baby, baby, baby. Keep it cool, leg. Get crazy, catch the red light, special when I creep those streets. Hat to the back, yeah, in my lap, packed in a lap. The boy been about business, print, copy, and facts. And that's words to my habitat. From Coney Island to anywhere on the map, I'm at. Rap, hosting, and I act. Y'all acting like you rap. And they been copying dude and following moves way before I had a act. Facts.
And Cabrini. Cut Brittany Green, everything is mean enough of Brittany Green. You could try to walk through, but you won't get far, and you might get a hit with an egg or a jar.
Very bad decision. White and red are the color of the walls, and the neck of green and green is for color. watch it, just another victim of black killed black and another black dead, and they like it like that. At the funeral home where you lay in state, new suit, comb, hair, break a look on your face, cause you went out young, you didn't finish the team. Found dead in this place called Cabrini Green. All your friends feel hurt, your whole family's crying. At the funeral, crying, saying why oh why. But it's a bit too late, cause you're dead and gone, and the wrong still roam the Cabrini Green home. Shot in the back while trying to get out of Cabrini Green shack. Sang lead vocals for Electric Force Band. He never game banged, he only grabbed mic stands and danced around sometime at the food. But the man had a job and he finished high school. I never would forget my man Larry Potts or that terrifying night when he got shot. Although he's dead and gone, but his name goes on in his Sugar Ray Dick and MC song. Bring me, bring me, bring me. Sugar Ray. I said, Frankie, you know you can't go. And everybody